Yale University. Five presidents have gone there. Actors, scholars, leaders. Its global reputation speaks for itself, which makes this fraternity pledge ritual on the campus all the more shocking.
No means yes. Yes means no means yes. Yes means no means yes.
No means yes. And you can look online if you want to know the bleeped word, because I'm not saying it. And get this, that chant was one of the more G-rated ones. The pledges of the Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity were shouting this stuff in an area of campus where freshman women live. Imagine being an 18-year-old young woman in a new place and hearing that from your room at night. Imagine your daughter hearing that, hearing a gang of young men moving around in the dark, chanting about rape in an area that's supposed to be a safe home away from home. Not exactly cream of the crop Ivy League behavior, is it? It's morally irresponsible. It's gross. It's creepy. And not funny at all, even though these guys must have thought it was. In this day and age, it's caveman behavior. To the National Fraternity's credit, though, it has told the Yale chapter to stop all the pledge activities for now. And the school has already held a campus forum to talk about Yale's sexual climate. A couple of years ago, pledges from another frat went to the Women's Center and held up a sign that said, "We love Yale sluts," and there was little punishment. The editor of Yale's feminist magazine said it best, quote, "Please join us in asking that this time around Yale take action on behalf of its female students. Yale's women have endured enough in this vein. It must cease now." Well, Yale College's dean did post a response to our story on our blog. In a nutshell, Mary Miller says that Yale doesn't censor free speech, but it does call for an environment of civility and respect. She adds that at least 150 students, largely from the Women's Center and the DKE fraternity, met to begin a dialogue that hopefully leads to mutual respect. And what is important to recognize is that the fraternity has accepted responsibility, opening a new level of discourse on the issue of sexual harassment. This is definitely an opportunity to seize, end quote.